Good morning. Let's go ahead and begin. This is a public rulemaking hearing held in accordance with the State Administrative Procedures Act and specifically Section 244103 CRS. For the record, the date is September 30th, 2009. The time is 11:32 a.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room on the second floor of the second floor at 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm conducting this rulemaking hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Busher. And this is a hearing that's conducted in accordance with a rulemaking notice that was published in the Colorado Register on September 10th, 2009. And the purpose is to receive public comments on proposed rules that were published with the notice of rulemaking. The authority for the rulemaking was enacted in Senate Bill 09-111, and which specifically authorized the Secretary of State to promulgate rules to require notaries public to complete a training program, and that's what the proposed rules are about. A copy of the draft rules are on the table by the door. This is a formal rulemaking hearing, and it's recorded as well as broadcast over the Internet. All comments made during the course of the hearing will become a part of the formal, official, legal record, rulemaking record. For anyone who wishes to testify at the hearing, there are sign-up sheets on the table by the door. You must sign up in order to testify. And when you do testify, please be sure to identify yourself for the record and who you represent. Prior to the hearing, the office has received several written comments on the proposed rules. We received written comments from an individual, Gordon Williams, that we received pursuant to email on August 28th, questioning whether the rules were necessary and also whether the Secretary of State should instead implement computerized testing procedures. We also received written comments from the National Notary Association by email on September 14th. The NNA had a number of suggestions and comments regarding definitions, procedures, and additions to the proposed curriculum. And then finally, we did receive written comments from the American Society of Notaries. And the primary recommendation there was that the rules make clear that online courses are an approved method of delivering notary training. I do intend to leave the rulemaking record open for the receipt of additional written comments. I'll leave it open, I think, probably until the close of business on Monday, October 26th. I probably should have introduced other people at the table here with me. To my immediate right is Mike Shea, the director of the Licensing Division for the Secretary of State. To my immediate left is Andrew Whitfield, deputy director for the Licensing Division. And to my far left is Deanna Maiello, who is the, I think, program administrator. Is that the official title?
Program manager.
Program manager for the notaries program. I will open the floor for anyone who wishes to testify on the hearing or on the proposed rules. I don't have anyone signed up to testify, although we have some attendees. It appears that no one wishes to come forward and testify on the proposed rules. Is that correct? That appears to be correct. Well, then, with that, we don't have any oral testimony. I'll go ahead and conclude the hearing, and I'll repeat that the record will remain open until the close of business on Friday, October 26th. And I would ask that if anyone has written comments, please submit them to Andrew Whitfield. And if you want to do that by email, that would be andrew.whitfield. W-I-T-F-I-E-L-D at.
Sorry, Bill, it's W-H-I-T-F-I.
Did I misstate that? W-H-I-T-F-I-E-L-D at sos.state.gov. www.hit.co.us. With that, then, I'll conclude the hearing. The time is 11:37 a.m. Thank you all.